Hi, this is Rachel Richards, licensed massage therapist, and I'm delighted to be back here on Melissa's channel. On the topic of anxiety, we're doing a collaboration. I will be addressing anxiety from a massage standpoint, and please come over to my channel where Melissa will be doing a wonderful yoga routine for you. Subscribe to my channel while you're there, and absolutely subscribe to Melissa's channel if you haven't already. Anxiety is an epidemic. We all have it to some degree. We are in a fight or flight state all the time these days. It's the nature of our society, fast-paced, high-tech, rushing with the clock. Let's try to do something about it, and by doing something about it, perhaps protect and save our physical, mental, and emotional health. So have a seat, nice and comfortable, either on a chair, on the floor. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Fill the belly. Long exhale out. And I want to start with a little mindfulness. So, a little exercise. Notice where in your body you feel the anxiety the most. Where is it the most heightened? Where do you feel the most tense? It could be deep, it could be near the surface, anywhere between head and toes, anywhere you feel it in your body. And take a look at it. See what it looks like. Does it have a shape? Can you give it a color? A temperature? Is it hard or soft? Does it have a texture? Smooth, rough, jagged? Notice it and then see if you can start to change it. There's no right or wrong. There's no judgment here. Let yourself be. Just play with this. If it's fiery red hot, can you cool it off? Maybe make it a watery blue. If it's hard as rock, can you soften it? If it's taking up a large space, see if you can shrink it, reduce it. Take a nice breath into it. And on the exhale, see if you can soften, allow the anxiety to dissipate, and float away with the exhale. Let's do it again. Breathe right in. And let it float away. Do some nice shoulder rolls. Get out some tension you might be holding there. And while we're on the subject of tense shoulders, let's grab our upper trapezius muscle right over here. Bring your ear towards your shoulder so that you can grasp it. It slackens the tissue a little so you can get a good little grip there between your your pointer and your thumb. And just do a little circle. You might feel pretty sensitive, pretty tender. You can go along up and down the line of the trapezius. It goes all the way actually to the into the skull over here and out down the shoulder. So you can go all along that line, see where it feels good, see where it feels tender, see where it needs some work. If you'd like a little stretch or you feel an area that's particularly tense, go ahead and squeeze that tissue just to the point that it feels good, no pain here. And slowly bring your opposite ear towards your opposite shoulder, giving a little stretch, not too much, don't force it, no pulling, just let it melt between your fingertips. If that's too much, just hold the point until it softens and then move on to the next one. Maybe give yourself a good big squeeze, whole hand, nice big shoulder squeeze. Just let your shoulder drop. And let's do the other side. Bring your ear towards your shoulder to slacken the tissue. Pick it up, do some nice little circles. One side's probably more tender for you than another. I found a good spot right here. So here I'm gonna do a nice little stretch then. It helps to breathe and it helps to smile, always. Good. Go along the whole path. see what you feel. Maybe give it a good big squeeze, giving yourself a hug. Exhale, let your shoulders drop. Rub your hands together, get them nice and warm. And place them on your belly, where so many of us tend to hold a lot of anxiety, hold things tight. We may even be constipated from all the tension. Feel the warmth on your belly from your hands. Maybe give yourself a little belly rub, round in circles going in a clockwise direction, because that is the direction of digestion, peristalsis. You want to encourage that movement. So go ahead and nice little belly rub like you would give a baby. Adults need it too. A lot of us get tight in the back of our necks, especially if we're at a computer and straining. So bring your fingertips together like this. You're going to put it at the base of your skull, right where your neck meets your skull, and your fingertips will meet on the vertebrae in the middle, the little bumps that you feel poking out. And then just allow your fingers to separate and glide along, spreading the tissue behind the neck. And when you've come all the way to the sides, go ahead to the next segment, the vertebra right below it, and same thing. You can get a little extra by dropping the chin towards the chest. It'll give you a little extra stretch. And just think of spreading that tissue. It tends to get short and tight. We're lengthening and relaxing, and it feels really good. Breathe as you do this. And just enough pressure as is comfortable for you. Down to the next segment. Bring it all the way out to the sides. And last one, make sure you're keeping your shoulders pretty relaxed here, that they're not coming up like that. It's the caveat of self-massage. Drop the chin towards the chest for a little extra. Great. Always relaxing an ear massage. Go ahead and make some circles in between your fingers, just like this, on the flaps of the ears. A lot of great pressure, tension, release points here, all the way around. I've got other self-massage videos on all of these areas. I even have two that are dedicated to ears on my channel. You might want to check those out if you like this. Lobes, you can pull down, pull out. It'll stretch all that connective tissue or fascia around the head. Great for headaches. And then some circles right along the jaw, temporomandibular joint, TMJ. Really gentle here. It's your joint, so you just want to go real gentle. And release the jaw. So many of us hold tension in the jaw. We tend to grip our teeth or grind even at night from tension. See if you can loosen and just let it open on a hinge. It's supposed to be a hinge. See if you can let it swing a little bit. Nice temple massage. Our jaw muscles go all the way up here into the head. Find some good points here. As much pressure as feels good to you. Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna hang out there. Bring it into the scalp a little. And I'm not rubbing over the skin like this. I'm actually lifting and taking the skin with me so that you're really engaging the tissue. See, you can even see me moving it forward and back. It makes a real difference. That can really get a lot of the tension out and a sort of a deeper release around the ears, the back of the ears. You've got a big muscle that acts on the jaw, actually, that goes around the ears over here in sort of a seashell shape, temporalis. Go ahead and do some nice circles around there. That's great. And then really gently, just take your fingers and just give yourself a brush over the forehead a few times. Close your eyes. Enjoy that. Gentle brush over the forehead. And sigh. Shake out the arms and the hands. Give your shoulders another little roll back. Take a deep breath. Check in with your body. Check in and see if anything has shifted or changed in your body. If the anxiety that you felt at the beginning is different in any way, hopefully. Another deep breath in through the nose, fill the belly, and out through the mouth. Thank you so much for watching. Again, do subscribe to Melissa's channel. Come over and subscribe to mine. I've got lots of self-massages like this one. And I thank you so much for relaxing with me.